This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Of course, I am guest hosting for the day. This is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. I do live in northern Florida, where you are actually, according to the left, you're going to find more racism, bigotry, microaggressions, hatred, and patriarchy. But one of the things I've noticed about living here is that it's actually one of the most diverse places in the world, which sort of leads me to believe that a lot of the leftist tropes about places like Jacksonville, which is where I'm at right now, come and find me, I dare you. Places like Jacksonville are often seen to be, Confederate, home to the Confederacy. Jackson, he owns slaves. Jacksonville. It's complete and utter hogwash. You know, it's one of these places where it's totally diverse. There's people of all stripes living in harmony. There's no white privilege. When I go to the store, it's not like I get to cut the black people in line. I don't get to cut the black people. I don't get to cut the women in line. There's no institutional sexism or racism or homophobia. So this business from the left is really getting tiring. However, it has come to pass that in Hollywood, we have been confronted with something that is a little bit more insidious, I would say. Harvey Weinstein, the producer of Pulp Fiction, the big-time Hollywood producer, according to leftist media, there's allegations, sexual harassment allegations. I mean, there's audio of the guy doing it. There's audio of the guy committing sexual harassment, but no, they're just allegations. And finally, all these big Hollywood women like Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, Ashley Judd, they're all coming out and condemning Harvey Weinstein. But apparently this has been going on for years. This has been going on for decades even, and no one has come out about the rumors. There were rumors, you see. They were only rumors up until now. But now, folks like Ashley Judd is now she's finally developed a conscience. She's finally able to, now that another woman, many other women have come out basically admitting that Harvey Weinstein sexually harassed them. Now people like Ashley Judd are coming out because they're trying to get ahead of the game. Ashley Judd is saying, yes, I was also sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein. I thought you were a nasty woman, Ashley Judd. I thought you were super into your feminism. Why haven't you come out before? Wouldn't that be something that you think that your feminist friends would want to know about? Or is it possible that possibly, perhaps, maybe, your entire movie career happened because you allowed some sort of sexual harassment business to happen and you didn't say a word about it? Ashley Judd, you didn't say a word about it, not word one, about sexual harassment from Harvey Weinstein. Why? Could it be because he's good friends with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and he's one of the Hollywood elites? He's one of these powerful men that can get you a role or keep you from getting a role in a movie? But I thought you were a powerful woman, Ashley Judd. I thought you were a nasty woman, a feminist. I thought you stood up for women's rights. Not when it's a leftist, though. Not when it's a leftist that's going around Hollywood with his creepy claws and his tentacles coming out and touching himself, cornering women into restaurants, into the back of a restaurant, and pleasuring himself right in front of them. Oh, but it's just a rumor. It's just a rumor. You didn't experience that personally. Until everyone came out. Then you did experience it personally. Now you can come. Now it's safe. I thought you were a nasty, powerful woman, Ashley Judd. I thought that you would be the intrepid. You would be the first one. You would be the first one to come out and say, you know what? There is institutional sexual harassment in Hollywood. You have your casting couches where creeps like Harvey Weinstein say, oh, don't you know who I am? I'm a powerful guy. I'm famous. Just take your clothes off. Hang on. Let me just touch myself. just sit on that casting couch right there. Oh, but no, I kind of don't want to. I don't want to do this. Oh, come on, just sit over there. I'm super duper famous, and oh, trust me, you want to be friends with me. You don't want to disrespect me, because trust me, I can do things for you. I could, but Harvey, I don't want to, Mr. Weinstein. This doesn't feel comfortable. I don't really like this. Just hold on a second. Let me just take out my junk. Start touching it. Start massaging it. Okay. All right. Oh, but God, this is really, really weird for me. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. This is gross. You're a fat, terrible, awful, disgusting person. But you know what? I'm just going to be quiet. Because my name is Ashley Judd. And I need jobs. I need a job in Hollywood. I care about my job more than I care about these causes that I promote and support on the weekends. When I put on my puss hat, that's just so I can be a moral preener, so I can posture, so I can peacock about what a good person I am and what a champion I am for women's rights. And Harvey Weinstein's there in the corner. Gross. So gross. I mean, it's disgusting what this guy has done, but what's even more disgusting is this culture of silence in Hollywood. But they're not so silent when there's a rumor about a conservative. When there's a rumor about a conservative, no, he may as well have done it. It's not an allegation, it's a fact of reality. It's assumed that the guy is guilty. But no, if it's Harvey Weinstein, the big mogul who produced Pulp Fiction and Clerks and a whole bunch of other big-time Hollywood movies, the guy won an Oscar for Shakespeare in Love. But no, they were just rumors. These big Hollywood actresses like Ashley Judd and Glenn Close and Meryl Streep, who have been extremely vocal about their feminist views, they just, once this came out, they had to come out. They had to come out. They had to say something. And big Hollywood actresses like Glenn Close and Meryl Streep have come out. Oh, they're just so terrified, and it's just such a disgrace. Meryl Streep said, "The disgraceful news about Harvey Weinstein has appalled those of us whose work he championed and those whose good and worthy causes he supported. The intrepid women who raised their voices to expose this abuse are our heroes. One thing can be clarified. Not everybody knew. Harvey supported the work fiercely, but was exasperating, but respectful with me in our working relationship and many others with whom he worked professionally. I didn't know about the other offenses. I didn't know about his financial settlements with actresses and colleagues. I did not know about his having meetings in his hotel room, his bathroom, and in other inappropriate coercive acts. I call bull, Meryl Streep. I think you are just coming out because now there's proof of this culture of secrecy in Hollywood, of which you've been a part."
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Salutations. You are tuning in to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. It's a beautiful Friday. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, sexism in Hollywood, and patriarchy. Yes, I did just say sexism in Hollywood. In liberal, leftist Hollywood. I was just reading just a moment ago a statement by Meryl Streep where she basically denies knowing anything about Harvey Weinstein's nasty, disgusting escapades where he would go and take new actresses, you know, people who wanted roles and jobs in Hollywood. He would take them in the back room and corner them. He's this big, nasty, brutish, disgusting looking villain-esque type of guy. And he would take them and he would corner them in a room and start playing with himself and touching himself and, you know, jerking the McGurkin right in front of them, right in the middle of dinner. Except folks like Meryl Streep, these hypocrites, these Hollywood hypocrites who claim not to know anything about this. She says, I did not know about these other offenses. I did not know about his financial settlements with actresses and colleagues. I did not know about him having meetings in his hotel room, his bathroom, or other inappropriate coercive acts. And she says,
And if everybody knew, I don't believe that all the investigative reporters in the entertainment and the hard news media would have neglected it for decades to write about it. Really, Meryl Streep? Do you really believe that? To me, this looks like you're just trying to come out ahead of this. Because there's no way that you didn't know about it. And if these rumors were so strong, like you said, oh, I've heard about these rumors for years. But, there was no proof. If you knew that these rumors were so strong, if you knew that this might be going on, how can you really call yourself a champion of feminists and women and women's rights? How can you really call yourself a champion? She says, this behavior is inexcusable, but the abuse of power is familiar. Each brave voice that is raised, heard, and credited by our watchdog media will ultimately change the game. A little, too late, if you ask me. This behavior is inexcusable, but the abuse of power is familiar. You see that little jab in there? That little jab about patriarchy? The abuse of power is familiar. We have a culture. The culture is, it's an overarching problem of our American patriarchal culture that is causing people like Harvey Weinstein to go masturbate in front of unknowing women who literally just want to have an interview with one of the great producers of our time, right? And he takes advantage of these women. And people like Meryl Streep and Ashley Judd, they knew about it. They knew about it. They heard the rumors. But you know what? The gravy train has been riding for so long for these people that they didn't want to come out and actually do a real investigation on this guy. Imagine if the roles were reversed. Imagine if instead of donating to Hillary Clinton and leftist causes, left and right, that Harvey Weinstein had donated to Ted Cruz's campaign. I venture to say that he never would have gotten in Hollywood where he got in Hollywood by being a right-wing conservative. People like Clint Eastwood and Charlton Heston they're diamonds in the rough, I suppose you could say. Their greatness far outweighs and overshadows any sort of political issue that they might have. But you know what, hacks? People like Harvey Weinstein, they don't get where they get by being conservative, if you know what I mean. Which is ultimately one of the ironic parts about this, because this has been going on for so many years, and so many of these actresses knew about it. They had to have known about it. Glenn Close practically admitted that she knew about it. She says in her full statement to the New York Times, I'm sitting here deeply upset, acknowledging to myself that yes, for many years, I have been aware of the vague rumors that Harvey Weinstein had a pattern of behaving inappropriately around women. Harvey has always been decent to me, but now the rumors are being substantiated. I feel angry and darkly sad. I'm angry not just at him and the conspiracy of silence around his actions, but also that the casting couch phenomenon, so to speak, is still a reality in our business and in the world. The horrible pressure, the awful expectations put on a woman when power, egotistical, entitled bully expects sexual favors in return for a job. I agree with you, Glenn Close. I agree with you. But only in a culture of silence that you have been a part of and that you have propagated does this stuff even happen. I think it's a little bit rich that now that the rumors are substantiated, now you've decided to come out. Could it be because there's pictures all around the internet of you being super duper chummy with Harvey Weinstein? Could it be because you can't get away from the fact that you were probably so close to the center of the onion that you were complicit in the silence in Hollywood, that you are now complicit, and now you have to come out ahead of this? So that you don't have to explain away why you were silent for so long, that you've been aware of the vague rumors about the patterns of Harvey Weinstein behaving inappropriately around women. Now, it's funny how colorful your language isn't. You say inappropriately. I say took off his pants and masturbated in front of a woman that he cornered into a room where he was this powerful, a place that he owned, a place that he was this powerful man where he could just kind of go around and call the shots and tell everybody what to do, that he basically turned a vestibule in the back of a restaurant into his own little casting couch. Of course, Glenn Close couldn't not make her statement about feminism. And this is just, this is just proof that feminists are right and that there is this systematic patriarchy where men are just going around trying to victimize women. She has to go and make her jab. She has to go and jab the patriarchy. She says further, ours is an industry in which very few actors are indispensable, and women are cast in far fewer roles than men. So the stakes are higher for women to make them more vulnerable to the manipulations of a predator. I applaud the monumental courage of the women who have spoken up. I hope that their stories and the reportage of that gave them their voices represent a tipping point, that more stories will be told and that change will follow. The changes must be both institutional and personal. Men and women in positions of power must create a work environment in which people whose jobs depend on them feel safe to report threatening and inappropriate behavior like that reported in the Times. No one should be coerced into trading personal dignity for professional success. I feel the time is long and tragically overdue for all of us in the industry, women and men, to unite calmly and dispassionately and create a new culture of respect, equality, empowerment, where bullies and their enablers are no longer allowed to prosper. A lot of that I like. Yes, I like that. I would like that kind of stuff. I would like that kind of talk from more Democrats. But you are complicit in this. You have kept silent. You have maintained this. The wall of silence is not the cops. There's no big blue wall of silence. This is a leftist wall of silence. And only when there's indisputable proof do you try to come out ahead of this and pretend like you haven't been complicit in this the whole time. Stay tuned. We're going to listen to some harrowing audio of some of the victims of Harvey Weinstein. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
ProPure water filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, of course. I run interference for Kevin Jackson while he is out in the world triggering lefties, triggering liberals left and right with his blackness. The guy's black. Liberals absolutely hate black conservatives because the entire idea of a black conservative lays waste to the foundation of their belief system, which is that everyone is racist, which is that all conservatives are racist. So, and of course, black people can't be racist according to the leftist narrative. So when Kevin Jackson comes out as a conservative, it just makes their head spin 360 degrees like The Exorcist, and projectile vomit goes everywhere. It's just a show. It's a certain kind of show, a show. And we here at the Kevin Jackson show, we like to point that out, and we like to make hay out of that because it's hilarious, if you ask me. Now, one of the things that we were just talking about, the only thing that we've been talking about thus far, is this Harvey Weinstein conspiracy to keep his sexual misconduct silent in Hollywood. Now, we hear a little bit about reparations all the time because, you know, we say because of the institutional racism that used to be back 150 years, 200 years ago here in America, that white people today should be paying for black people's rent, and we should be paying for their food and stuff like that. They call it reparations. We need to repair the injustices of the past. Now, I'm not sure this kind of logic applies when it turns around when it's turned around on the liberals. Kevin Smith, a very, very famous director, said about Harvey Weinstein's behavior, he said, "Harvey Weinstein financed the first 14 years of my career. And now I know, while I was profiting, others were in terrible pain. It makes me feel ashamed. Perhaps, Kevin Smith, maybe you should open up a fund. You should open up a fund for all the ladies who were accosted by Harvey Weinstein. Since you profited while others were in terrible pain, perhaps you should open up a bank account for some of these women. Reparations. You need to repair their pain." Now, I would say that there's a better argument for Kevin Smith, a real live person in the modern day who profited from someone else's terrible pain. I would say there's more of a reason for him to open up a reparations account for some of these women.
because these women are still going through this actual pain. It's something that's happened in the modern world. But no, what we really need to focus, the reparations we need to focus on are white people who never owned slaves, repairing black people who never were slaves. This is where the leftist logic the leftist logic falls apart in every single way, shape, and form, no matter where it goes. I like hearing that these women, finally, Glenn Close, Meryl Streep, Ashley Judd, come out and they criticize a Democrat. They criticize a Democrat. They had decades to criticize this guy. They had decades to make hay out of some of the rumors that were going around about Harvey Weinstein and his old... his misconduct towards women, sexually harassing women, grabbing women's breasts. They had plenty of time to do this. And now that it's politically expedient, now that the evidence has come out, they all knew. But now that the evidence has come out, now that the rumors were basically proven to be true, now they want to come out and condemn the guy when they have profited for their whole entire careers because of this culture, this casting couch culture in Hollywood. Compliments of Democrats. Compliments of liberals. Compliments of leftists. Now, I think, look, credit to where it's due. Credit to where it's due. At least they're coming out now. But I'm sorry, Glenn Close, I don't want to hear about this institutional sexism, because all this stuff that you're saying, the changes, she says, Glenn Close says, the changes must be both institutional and personal. Institutional and personal. She can't even come out and criticize an individual person who was individually accused, individually proven to have performed these terrible acts of sexual misconduct. She wants to turn it into this big, gargantuan, institutional thing. Now, maybe it is. Maybe it is, but you're alluding to something a little different than what you're actually saying. You're alluding to conservative patriarchy. You're alluding to the patriarchy that Republicans are out there propagating.
And he came up behind me and said, I think you're in my seat. And I recognized him immediately. It was Harvey Weinstein. And he pulled a chair over next to me and was very polite, very, very warm, very conversational. We started talking. He asked me what I did. We started talking about news, started talking about politics. He was complimenting me and telling me how impressed he was with how much I knew. And we were talking about presidential history. We both loved presidential history.
Yeah, all small talk, really warm, so that he could basically get in her pants.
He asked you to go on a tour of the restaurant with him. Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were all sitting around at the table, and he said, you know, I'm one of the owners of this restaurant. Have you ever seen the downstairs? There's a whole downstairs, and there's a, you know, I'll take you through the kitchen. I'll show you where everything is. Okay. I thought a restaurant kitchen, there would be people cooking and moving and things happening. And as soon as we got downstairs, that was not what it was. There was two guys sweeping up. There was no one down there. And that's when I really saw the red flag. We go downstairs. There's like two guys sweeping up in a kitchen. He shoos them away.
He shoos them away. Take a hike, guys. I'm about to show her my penis.
And he says, let me walk you through. And
masturbate
the kitchen
in front of her. And she's going to love it. She'll appreciate it.
Bathrooms and a hallway. And the door out to this restaurant was locked. It was closed. And that's where he cornered me in this vestibule and leaned in and tried to kiss me, which I immediately rebuffed and said, whoa, whoa, whoa. I had no idea that that's what this was. I'm sorry. You know, I have a very serious boyfriend and I'm not interested. And I thought it would end there. Mm-hmm. But that's when he blocked the entrance or exit for me and said, well, then just stand there and be quiet.
You know, I remember a Disney villain named Ursula who told Ariel the mermaid that, oh, you know, she doesn't need her voice. She should just stand there and be quiet and let her body do all the talking. She said it's she who holds her tongue who gets a man. In this case, it's she who holds her tongue who gets a job with Harvey Weinstein.
I had no idea what was going to happen, and it happened very quickly, and he immediately exposed himself and, you know, began pleasuring himself. And I just stood there dumbfounded.
What are you thinking in this moment?
I was so shocked, disgusting, and kind of pathetic, really, to stand there and look at this man, you know. But more than the disgusting act itself, which, of course, was gross, the demeaning part of it all, that just, you know, 20 minutes earlier, he was having this great conversation with me, and I felt so great and flattered by it, and then stand there and be quiet just a few minutes later just negated any warm feelings I had, and I realized, oh, that's what this was all about.
When he was done, you say he finished.
Okay, let's not mince words here. He came to fruition. He busted his nut all over himself as he was watching this scared lady basically wonder what the hell was going on, why this strange old fat man was holding his penis and pleasuring himself.
When he was done, were there words exchanged?
He finished and I said, can I go now? I was pretty annoyed at that point that he had...
And what did he say?
Blocked my way and he said, yes, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's both go.
You know, that was totally not awkward at all. Come on, you know, we'll just go back to our tables like nothing has just happened. Like I didn't just basically kidnap you for 10 minutes or for a few minutes or however long it takes him to come to fruition. Well, you know, let's just go back to our tables. We'll finish dinner. We'll have some dessert. Then we can go talk about a movie role for you. Did you know I'm famous?
Did you think at all in the moment about getting out of there, pushing past him while it was happening?
The truth is, yes. I mean, if I think back, I could have pushed past him. I mean, he's a large man, and so he was blocking the entrance. But, I mean, I think if my life was threatened, I absolutely would have been able to fight my way out. But the shock of what I was watching just kind of makes you frozen.
How long did it last?
I remember it being relatively quickly. I don't remember it going on that long. I was surprised.
Surprised about how efficiently Harvey Weinstein can go around sexually harassing women. That's really what is the surprising thing. It was surprising that he just whips out his penis and then about 30 seconds later, he's got his rocks off. And then he can go back to dinner with this lady. And of course, she would just love to sit down and talk about getting a job with this guy. Very, very inappropriate. Then, of course, Harvey Weinstein came out with an apology, which this lady saw as the last straw. Because what are you going to do? Apologize for being a complete and utter despicable creep?
That apology was the final straw for me. And so when I was, you know, contacted by a reporter, that's when I said, oh, no. Enough is enough with this guy.
I say enough is enough with the crocodile tears and lectures from Hollywood. We'll be right back.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? News, Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled N-A-G-miracle.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are tuning in to the disgruntled millennial portion of the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. You can get me at Shaq General on Twitter. You can get me at the disgruntled millennial on Facebook. There's a lot of stuff going on my Facebook, on the disgruntled millennial Facebook. I always broadcast to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Unfortunately, I haven't been free from Democrat wieners, people who are... Democrats in power who just have to, who just cannot keep their penises in their pants. They just can't do it. They cannot do it. For some reason, we get to hear about patriarchy all day long, about how Donald Trump is a sexist and he grabbed him by the puss. But then we have audio coming out. We have allegations coming out of people who, like, it is undeniably so that Harvey Weinstein acted inappropriately at the very least, kidnapped and raped and sexually harassed at very worst, and basically, we just get a bunch of crocodile tears from the left. But you know what? Nothing is as visceral as listening to the audio itself. So we have some found audio of Harvey Weinstein being a creep.
I'm coming late.
What do we have to do here?
I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
Don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you.
No, yesterday was a kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing.
I don't.
Please, I swear I won't. Just
sit with me.
Don't embarrass me in the hotel.
No, 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 no. I don't want to. I don't want to. I don't feel comfortable with it. Oh, don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me. You don't embarrass. Just sit here. Don't embarrass me in the hotel. Don't embarrass me at all. No, no. I just don't feel like it. I don't want to. Just sit down. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Come on. Just 5 minutes. Whatever happened to no means no? This is one of those guys who thinks no means yes, and yes means butt sex. This is how entitled and bullying this man is. He cannot take no for an answer.
Here all the time.
I
sit
know,
with me.
But I don't want to.
Please sit there. Please, 1 minute.
No, I can't.
Go to the bathroom.
Please, I don't want to do something I don't want
go
to do.
Go to the bathroom. Come here. Listen to me.
I want to go downstairs.
I'm not going to do it. Then you'll never see me again after this. If you embarrass me in this hotel.
I'm not embarrassing you. It's just that I don't feel comfortable.
I mean, don't have a thing with me.
No, no, no.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear, my children. Please come in.
No, 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 I don't want to. I don't feel comfortable. I don't want to do anything I don't feel comfortable with. Come on, I'm a famous guy. I'm a famous guy. That's going to make it different, right? I'm going to pull up my penis right now. I'm going to start masturbating right in front of you, and you're going to be okay with it because I'm a famous guy. Just, come on, don't you want to be my friend? Don't you want to be my friend? You don't want me to not be your friend. Trust me, you'll never see me again. You'll never work in Hollywood.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now, and 1 minute, and if you want to leave when the guy comes with my
chair, yesterday you touched my priest.
Please, I'm sorry, just come on, I'm used to that.
Are you used to that?
Yes, come in.
No, but I'm not used to that.
I won't do it again. Come on, sit here. Sit here for a minute, please.
No, I don't want to.
If you do this now, you would embarrass me.
David Mamet once said in one of his plays that sound is the crown jewel of all phenomena. More than sight, more than smell, but sound. Sound is the crown jewel of all phenomena. I tend to agree. That's one of the things that got me into audio. I just love sound. And when I hear sound like that, it makes me absolutely sick to my stomach, and thankful that there are so many neat recording devices where we can catch these creeps red-handed. We can catch them doing their dirty business. Ann Coulter weighed in on this whole Harvey Weinstein business, and of course, Ann Coulter is the object of leftist ire. Let's hear what she has to say about this. You know, considering what the leftists say about people like Ann Coulter and about conservatives, you would think that Ann Coulter is going to come out and say something like, ooh, we just love this institutional sexism. You go, Harvey Weinstein. You go, patriarchy. We just love this patriarchy. We love this kind of stuff, right? That's what you would expect Ann Coulter to say, considering what the leftists like to make of her. Let's actually listen to what she actually did say.
Doesn't it make you wonder
How many fabulous actresses never got their chance and are still waitressing someplace because they did not avail themselves of the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to watch Harvey Weinstein shower or touch that repulsive flesh of his? And how many actresses, you know, are huge stars because they were willing to do so?
Ashley Judd. Glenn Close. Meryl Streep. You know that whole thing where you cough and then you say something to be sarcastic? I think we should separate it. Meryl Streep. Ashley Judd. Glenn Close. Just so we're clear on who has been propagating this culture of secrecy in Hollywood.
Moreover, if there were, I mean, as with, you know, Anthony Weiner, if he had been donating to Republicans, well, I'm sure you had made this point, but for Pete's sake, every Democrat in the country would be asked to disavow Harvey Weinstein, to send the money back, and not to just say, oh, I'm going to repurpose it to this other organization, which is apparently what they're now finally doing. When Todd Akin, someone no one had ever heard of, made an awkward remark about abortion, very bad for Republicans, there wasn't a Republican on the face of the earth who wasn't asked about it. It was an election year. Romney had to respond to that. Didn't Anthony Weiner actually work for Chuck Schumer?
Chuck Schumer was his mentor. Everybody describes Chuck Schumer as Anthony Weiner's mentor. Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I keep flashing between the two of them, but it's basically the same case. Chuck Schumer and Hillary Clinton also got loads of money from Harvey Weinstein. Why are reporters not camped out on Hillary's lawn demanding comment on this? Why isn't Schumer asked to? Why isn't he asked for comment not only on Weinstein, but to send the money back? And how about we see the computers that Anthony Weiner was using in Chuck Schumer's office? Was he aware of any of this? No, there was
Ann,
no.
And I have a chilling. I have some chilling sound for you. This is Harvey Weinstein talking about what he and Bill Clinton used to do together. Listen to this.
I'm going to tell you, the president and I saw so many movies together. I'm not kidding, by the way. We saw so many movies together.
All I can think, Howie, is, wow, that is a guy I would like to see showering.
And you know what? All I can think right now is, how could it take Ashley Judd so long? This champion of feminism, this champion of women's rights, how could it, the nasty woman who we all came to know at her Women's March speech, her infamous Women's March speech.
I am a nasty woman. I'm not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust. A man whose words are a diss. Track to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I'm not as nasty as Confederate flags being tattooed across my city. Maybe the South actually is gonna rise again. Maybe for some, it never really fell. Blacks are still in shackles and graves just for being black. Slavery has been reinterpreted as the prison system in front of people who see melanin as animal skin. I am not as nasty as a swastika painted on a pride flag. And I didn't know devils could be resurrected, but I feel Hitler in these streets. A mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electroconversion therapy, the new gas chamber, shaming the gay out of America, turning rainbows into suicide notes. I am not as nasty as racism, fraud, conflict of interest, homophobia, sexual assault, transphobia, white supremacy, misogyny, ignorance, white privilege.
One leftist trope after another. White privilege, misogyny, institutional sexism, racism, they're Nazis, they're Confederates. One trope after another. That would have been a good time to mention. That would have been a very, very good time at the Women's March to mention her experience with Harvey Weinstein, where she was sexually harassed by Harvey Weinstein. No, she made fun of Donald Trump for powdering his face with Cheeto dust. Ashley Judd, you want to do something good for women? Stick a pie in it. You're not helping very much.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.